Inshallah, next we will have Hazrat Umar Abdul Rahman Lambar Sahab, who is a Khalifa of our Hazrat as well, and has dedicated his life towards the same mission as our Hazrat. Inshallah, the dua will be taking place at 10 to 1, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وأتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا ولا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أعددت للمتقين ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل لقد نسبت به نسبا لذي أقمي أمرتك الخير لكن ما تمرت به وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء عظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاه والأكم روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected elders and friends, Alhamdulillah, through Allah Ta'ala's fadl karam, Allah Ta'ala has put the speaker in the heart of our Shaykh, and we see our Shaykh's effort in front of us, what personalities Hazrat has prepared. Ulama have given such encouraging bayanat, and by now, Alhamdulillah, myself, first of all of us should be having this fikr that Allah also want to make my islah. Allah also want to be on this path, this beautiful path that has been spoken about your friends, Allah. So Allah put me also onto this path. And Hazrat explains normally that a shaykh, after he leaves the world, then you see his khalifas are start shining out, starting to do the work. This is the karamat of our Shaykh, that while he's still in this world already, what work of his is taking place. And not only here we just got, mashallah, great luminaries that have spoken already, all our Shaykhs, khulafa, but throughout the world, alhamdulillah, Hazrat's khalifas are throughout the world, and the work of deen is doing. And this is shows the honor of the silsila of ours, this Akhtari Khit silsila. Our Dada Shaykh also, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullahi, our grand Shaykh, before he left this world also, what great luminaries he left behind. Our Shaykh, one very outstanding Khalifa of our Dada Shaykh, of our grand Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullahi. So we see that this is a proven prescription, that whoever follows in this path, inshallah, you'll be on your road towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as we have learned the importance of tazkiyah, and the blockages that will take us toward, that will block us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, two very particular and very, very cunning blockages will be, one is shaitan, our arch enemy. Shaitan, Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. He is your arch enemy. He is going to go all out. And shaitan, in fact, took a head audacity in front of Allah ta'ala to make a pledge, وَلَأُذِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلَأَمُرَنَّهُمْ. I'll make sure I'll go to leave no stone unturned in but leading them astray and commanding them towards haram and even putting them all types of ambitions and hopes and all that and how I will spoil their faces, how Marana explained so beautifully now, how our children, what type of hairstyle they are cutting in, and we think they are looking smart. We make ourselves like monkeys and we think we are looking smart. Shaitan has went all out his way, but on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna ibadi laysa laka alim sultan. Those who become my servants, you can try what you want to, but you got no power as such that you can pull them by their foreheads and take them towards haram. Yes, you can put all the bait and you can put all the dusting. So one is our arch enemy, Shaitan. We should be concerned about Shaitan. And that, oh, and make dua daily. Read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem. At least you get up in the morning, 10 times, 11 times, read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem. And think, oh Allah, Shaitan is my enemy. Please protect me from Shaitan. Then on the other hand, Shaitan is mardood. He is the Allah Ta'ala has rejected him. Shaitan can never ever become the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Shaitan's ploy is that he works on ourselves, which is called our nafs, our desires. He works on ourselves and he wants to befriend us. And he makes us part of him. That is, we have his type of characteristics. And we love like Shaitan. Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us. That is why Hazrat explained, one pious person in the early days, they could see Shaitan also. Allah used to grant some pious people such favors, Allah Ta'ala used to grant them. Sometimes they used to see the malaika also. So one pious person was walking past one park and he saw Shaitan laying, hands stretched out, legs stretched out like a big lani relaxing in the park. So he says, Shaitan, you got time to relax? Where your work you have promised to must lead the whole world, where you still got time to relax? He says, my work is done. People are already, I feel shy, am I Shaitan or they Shaitan? That is, you find even the month of Ramadan Sharif, that we can't leave our music, we can't leave our, 1-2 days we'll cover the TV, but then we back, you know, we just want to see the news, we just want to see the scores. So Allah Ta'ala save us, that the second very, very crucial enemy of ours, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, Inna Aada Aduwaka Baina Jambay. Your worst enemy is between your two shoulders. That is yourself, your nafs, which is called your nafs, your passion, your desires, your our own self. This is our greatest enemy. And this is what we have to crush to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the spot of the suluk and tasawwuf. And how to go this? Long story, but we're just going to, inshallah, very briefly try and just mention few points which we learned from our honorable illustrious Sheikh. One is we find Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi, what great sacrifices he did for deen. In the blessings of that, Allah Ta'ala blessed him. He saw Allah Ta'ala in a dream so many times. And he said, oh Allah, Imam Ahmad wants your closeness. How can I get your closeness? Allah Ta'ala said that all you have to do, put your foot on your nafs, and the next thing will be by me, you will be close to me. That is, crush your desires and then you will be close to me. So honorable illustrious Grand Sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi says here that what does it mean put your foot on your desires? Our foot is too weak, our desires will throw us over. Here it means a foot of a strong man of Allah, Rijal, those who got the love of Allah. They know how to crush Shaitan, they know how to crush our nafs. So you need the man of Allah to put that foot. Let the foot of your Shaykh be upon your nafs and he will guide you how to bring our Dada Shaykh, our great Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi says, Shaitan can never become the friend of Allah Ta'ala. Your nafs, it gets, the initial stages is, it wants to go on the path of Shaitan. But when it is kept under control, then your nafs can become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on the other hand, together with that, our mashayikh teach us also that ye nafs hizm. Farishta bhi ban jaye to usse agah ho. That even if your nafs start coming under control, alhamdulillah, to a considerable degree, it comes under control, and you're not inclined towards the path of Shaitan, but then also be alert. Don't fall asleep and think, no, now I'm a big buzur. The moment you think, I'm a big buzur, like Hazrat explains to us, the moment you become qani, contented, I'm a buzurg now, I got so many mashayikh, so many murids, khulafa, I'm okay, and I do this and I travel the world, then immediately Shaitan will again pounce upon us. And nafs now will become like that snake that gets frozen in the snow, and a person picked up the snake from a cold country and boasting everywhere that now he's got a charming snake. When that snake got some sunshine and its body was getting the heat, and that snake started moving, the snake charmer ran away. What happened? He thought that snake is dead. So exactly the same nafs is worse than them. It was very quick, it looks for the opportunity and it wants to attack us. So Allah Rabbul Izzat explains in the Quran Kareem the stages of this nafs we have to go through. Allah Ta'ala says, and who is saying? Allah is putting the words of a Nabi of Allah. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were totally ma'asoon. Allah Ta'ala made them sinless. Their nafs could not have the better of them at all. But yet, the Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, is teaching us that the initial stage of a nafs, like a child, Allama Busayri rahmatullahi alayhi says so beautifully, An-nafsu katifli, in tuhmilu shabba ala hubbi rida, wa in taftimu yanfatimi. That the nafs of yours is like a small child. If you don't control that child will grow up. For 5-6 years, will be still having bottle in the mouth. Will be still having dhabi in the mouth. But when you control that child, after 1.5 years, now you start weaning that child off the breast of the mother and off the milk or off the bottle, that child will put up a tantrum also. Make a big noise, but you just have to be firm. When you get little firm, now in a few days, that child will forget about that bottle. Now it will start eating all the sweet meat, then it will go on to samosas and bhajjas, and then it will start eating roast in it. Now offer it milk, it says, no, I don't want milk anymore. So exactly the same, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. He says on the occasion when Zulaykha tried to entice him, and the whole, we're not going into the detail of the story, what a situation she put him in. He was the handsome man, the most handsome man, boy of the time. She was a very beautiful woman, and honorable woman also. The wife of the minister of finance, what a position, and she was very beautiful. Big palace, and she took him in her private chamber, locking all about 10 doors in between, till she took him to a private chamber. And now she said, وَقَالَتْ حَيْتَ لَكْ. Now come, why I brought you here? Here's the opportunity. When our nafs is not under control, then say, golden opportunity. Hey, this is opportunity, how can I waste it? But when the nafs is under control, قَالَ مَعَذَ اللَّهِ. What you are calling me to? إِنَّ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايَ. My Rabb, my Allah is so kind. And then what he meant also, that this house I'm living in, showing appreciation, that the person of this house, your husband, looks after me so well. How can I do something evil like this? So he immediately, but he says, I don't say I could save myself. The Nabi of Allah is saying, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, I don't take the credit that no, I was so pious. I saved myself. No, my nafs, I know, the ammara bisu. The initial stage of any nafs is ammara, the superlative form. That is, it commands you very severely, go towards haram, go towards haram. And Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَلْهَمَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَى. Don't be scared when the nafs is putting, and as the Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi wa Dada Shaykh explained so beautifully, how you will know that shaitan is behind you or your nafs is behind you. Shaitan, he doesn't have much time, he just put one thought in your mind and he'll disappear. If you see that evil thought comes in your mind and it disappears very quick, no, shaitan came to interfere with you. He came to whisper in your ears. But if you see that thought is recurring all the time, I must go for this movie. Or that thought, I must go in, that girl went past, now I must walk behind her. I must go and find out, I must go in this thing. And don't fool ourselves and think they look nice and try and flirt them. One young boy saw a girl walking in the street and he said, yes, my opportunity. So try to flirt with her and try to attract her attention. He's telling her from behind, you're the most beautiful woman in the world. I never saw a woman like this. She realized there's a big wolf behind me. This man is a very dangerous man. She saw her house is closed. She started walking faster. When she came to the step of her house, then she said, you know what? You say I'm very beautiful, well and good, but behind me, my sister, she is much more beautiful than me. So immediately he heard this, he turned around to look, where is the sister coming? She took out her iron shoes, gave him one shot on his head, say, you're a liar. Just now I was the best in the world. Now are you looking at this? This is not love, this is infatuation. When you got the creator of all the beautiful women, Allah Rabbul Izzat, and you won't turn towards these things. So Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, I know nafs is such a terrible enemy, if we don't work on it, then it will pull us towards haram. Illa ma rahima rabbi. If it is not the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from this also we learn, for our tazkiyah, we have to beg the mercy of Allah. We have to ask Allah, oh Allah, please, you with your kindness, with your mercy, oh Allah. You the murabbi hakiki, you the one who will really make our tazkiyah. Guide me to that chef that will able to have the same type of blood group like me, that type of temperament, he will able to guide me. And then follow his teachings and see Allah's mercy. Our honorable illustrious grand chef, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi, teaches us so beautifully. He says, you're going out in the bazaar, you have to go and do your work. Then read this ayat, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُوءٍ. Remind yourself that don't think you are a big farishta walking with a tasbih in the, and you are a big chef. Remember, you're going in the bazaars. Your nafs is going to be attracting you. And your nafs is going to be attacking you, guiding you towards haram. Illa ma rahima rabbi. If Allah's mercy is not with me, I am lost. Then after that, Allah has shown us how to draw His mercy. He says, make this dua. وَقُلْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّحِيمِينَ. That, oh Allah, please forgive me, oh Allah. And warham, you have mercy on me. In other words, you guide my nafs, oh Allah. After all, who is the one who shows the best mercy? You the embodiment of mercy. So first, a person has to realize that don't depend on your nafs. Realize that I need a hard step on my nafs. If I want Allah, and if you got Allah, what more you want? Agar tu ek mera to har shay mein, asma mera zameen mein, if Allah is mine, the whole world is mine. Now when you get a chef, and as Maulana explained so beautifully, he will take you through the syllabus, and the chef will guide you, then your nafs, Allah Ta'ala says, will go to the next stage, which Allah Ta'ala takes qasam and says, La uqsimu bi yawm al-qiyama, wa la uqsimu bi nafsi al-lawwama. At first you lived in the world that there's no qiyamah to come. You're just enjoying your life. Our Dada Shaykh says, when our great grand Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi says, when you get a friend of Allah, and now you will remind you of Akhirat, right? You have to stand in front of Allah one day. And in front of Allah, besides Allah is going to ask you about your life, Allah is going to say that very mad stage of your life, your youth, Jawani mein majnuni, you became mad. Like Maulana said, you want all that big, the speakers in your boot and all that. You will be asked about that. So when you get a chef, Allah Ta'ala, the first thing He will remind you, that think of Akhirah. You have to stand in front of Allah. And Allah is taking qasam of the day of Qiyamah. And our Dada Shaykh, beautiful advice and dua is to say, Ya Allah, ki aisa khofe qiyamat nasib farma, ke ek guna humse na ho jaye. That, oh Allah, give us such fear of Qiyamah, that the moment the thoughts trouble us towards haram, we just think of Qiyamah, and we stay away from haram. That Allah mustn't be displeased with me. And wallah, you and you stay away from that sin, don't think you're losing out, you'll get such enjoyment in your heart, you can't explain. Now your nafs will come to the next stage of lawwama, which is called malama. That you will still be inclined towards sin, you'll slip also, but then you'll taunt yourself. Can I a person I am? I took bed to my shaykh also. I'm making zikr, but now I'm keeping a beard also. I've got kurta and I'm still looking at the woman there. I'm still sending message. I'm still watching TV. You'll taunt yourself. And the taunt is called tawbah. And you'll start feeling hurt. And as you make your tawbah istighfar, and you give report to your shaykh, and tell him that I'm still slipping, Hazrat. I tried this, but I'm still slipping. My gazes are still going off. My car, I'm trying to go masjid, but I just see one girl walking that side, so I take a turn that side. So inform them, and you'll see what their dua, their guidance, that make your zikr punctually. They just tell you, make your zikr punctually. See the steam that will come in you. And now you get your feet to start your making your zikr again. And as you work on your nafs, and you attend the majalis, very, very important, keep contact with the mashayikh. That keep contact, even if you are far, then phone them or email them, and even better, just phone, even 2 minutes, 1 minute a call, but wallah, you'll see that current that will come through you, that will run to you, and attend the majalis of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here in Cape Town also, mashallah, majlis is taking place, Maulana Yusuf Raja has a majlis, Bhai Imran, Isaac has a majlis, Muhammad, Mayat has a majlis, other ulama must be having, but where our heart is inclined, attend these gatherings, these majalis. These are actually from the fountain of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is coming down on all through the whole chain, all the pious servants of Allah, and it is their barakah that we are getting. So when you attend the majalis and you work on your nafs will come to a stage, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna. In this world already, you will feel peace and contentment in your heart. To stay away from sin, you will feel peace and contentment. And Allah Ta'ala is saying, what the whole world is looking for today. Our Dada, our Grand Sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, this peace and contentment, if it was like oil, and they could drill it in the ground, from the ground and take it out, like how the West are stealing all the oil from the Muslim countries, they would have drilled and take out peace and contentment. But this doesn't come from the earth, this comes from Allah. هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Not anti-sakina, Allah Ta'ala sends down the special peace. When a person stays away from haram, his iman becomes strong, he feels contented in obeying Allah's commands, there's only enjoyment. Allah says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Remember, if you want peace and contentment and a nice life, it doesn't lie in fleshy cars. It doesn't lie in money. It's a condition of the heart. It's part of you. And this is when you get soaked in the zikr of Allah. And very beautifully our Hazrat says that normally Allah is saying, Allah, just open your ears and listen. Normally when the bayan starts, 5-10 minutes, everybody is listening. Then you take your 40 wings, you don't listen properly. You go home, you take the wrong message. Like one Maulana was giving a bayan in Gujarati, he said, Viyaj. Viyaj in Gujarati means interest. He said, Viyaj is haram here. This person, instead of hearing Viyaj, he heard Piyaj. Piyaj means onions. And our Shaykh says, normally our wife wants onions when it's very expensive. And he went home, she said, hey, tomorrow lot of visitors going to buy 2 bags onions. That time onions, 60, 80 rand a bag. He said, Maulana gave bayan, you never hear. Say, what bayan? He said, onions are haram now. So which Maulana? Just give me his phone number. The Maulana said, I didn't say onions are haram. I said, PR, we are interest. That is bond in higher. He doesn't want to hear that. So Allah Ta'ala is also in Arabic, there are 3 huruf which are called huruf etambi, the letters of warning. Ala, Ama and Ha. Listen attentively. I'm saying Ala, Ama and Ha. I'm not saying Yamaha. You say just now this morning stuff is advertising for Yamaha product. So Allah is saying, Allah, bi zikrillah tatma'innu al-qulub. That when you open your ears and listen, the peace and contentment and happiness, whether you young, whether you old, whether you male, whether you female, whoever you are, you'll only get it bi zikrillah. Normally bi zikrillah means what the zikr of Allah. Here it means fi zikrillah. You'll have to work on your nafs till you get soaked in the zikr of Allah. Zikr of Allah means every moment what my Allah wants me to be doing, that I must be doing. Zikr of Allah doesn't mean you walking with a tasbih and you saying astaghfirullah, you driving with Maulana and you say, Maulana, see how these girls are dressing these days. You making bad nazri, you telling Maulana also to look at haram. No, you have to be soaked like that fish in the water. Just take it out level of the water, it gets restless. The more it's out of the water, the more restless. The more we come out of deen, we'll get restlessness. We'll get depression, stress. Go into deen again. Make tawbah, make istighfar. Then you'll see, you'll get contentment to obey Allah's commands. And when you get this, now when Malakul Maut comes, he'll address you, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna. A whole entourage of malaika will come and address you. Oh, that soul that was contented with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Irji'i ila rabbika radiyatan mardiya. Now Allah gives you 2 honorary certificates. In this world they give you honorary certificates and they give the most foolish people honorary certificates. Allah won't give foolish people, Allah will give intelligent people who worked on their nafs. Radiyatan mardiya. Allah was happy with you. You are happy, you were happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 2 honorary certificates. And how did you get this? Fadkhuli fi ibadi, fadkhuli jannati. You in this dunya, you loved amongst my pious servants. Now go, first meet with my pious servants. Allahu Akbar. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi says, when I heard that you're going to meet the pious in Jannah, Jannah became more enjoyable. So here, if you want to have those pious friends in Jannah, in Akhirat, and they will take us to Akhirat, join with them now. Then Allah says, first fully, first enjoy, meet with my pious friends, They are the people who guided you here. Now what fully jannat? Enter my jannat, the jannat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the end of what this hadith Allah ta'ala has mentioned, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, A'adattu lil muttaqeen. I have prepared. Allah has prepared. Allahu Akbar. Allah has prepared for His pious servants. Ma la aynun ra'at, wa la udhunun samiyat, wa la fatara ala qalbi bashar. What enjoyments in Jannah! No eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, no mind can ever think of. But that is all the outward bounties of Jannah. The greatest bounty of Jannah which we have to look for, that the meeting of Allah Ta'ala. When Allah comes in the heart of Allah, and when in Jannah, when the majlis will take place, and Allah's majlis will take place, Jannah will become cold. You'll even forget of all the bounties of Jannah. So here our Hazrat says, you can get cash in this world, the taste of Jannah and greater than Jannah, by making your connection with the friends of Allah, and they will teach us how to get connected to Allah. Then enjoyment of life is something else. And this is what we want, to get the taste of Jannah. And our Shaykh told our great Shaykh that, Hazrat, we get the taste of Jannah. Hazrat was overtaken. And wallah, in our own Shaykh's company, we get the taste of Jannah when we follow their teachings. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding to work on our nafs to follow in this path, and also grant us this great honorable taste of Jannah. And as I mentioned, attend the majalis. Keep contact with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhir da'wana.
Before we have the final dua, just a few announcements. One is, due to our Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab Dawud Barakatuh's health, Hazrat will no longer be responding to any emails. So Hazrat requests that all the Murideen and those that want to, they should keep contact with the Khulafa of Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab Dawud Barakatuh, that are closest to them. For whatever their Islami questions are, they should keep in contact with them. Also, those Khulafa that are having majlis, that are closest to you, those that you are communicating with, as far as emails are concerned, you should attend their majlis as well. And also, the brothers should try and attend the majlis in Azadhar. The list of the emails will be put on the website, inshallah, by next week. Those Khulafa that are having majlis and you have some compatibility with them, those are the Khulafa that you should be in touch with. You mentioned that you speak one.
Whoever you, stick to this one Khalifa also.
So, whichever Khulafa that you have contact with and you communicating as far as the emails are concerned, only one Khalifa. You shouldn't post your questions to various Khulafa. You shouldn't change the Khulafa. In Cape Town, as we mentioned, Maulana Yusuf Raja Munaf, your majlis has?
Weinberg.
Which day? And time? Wednesday, what time? After Isha, half past seven. Half past seven on Wednesday in Weinberg, Maulana Yusuf Raja has his majlis. Imran, where's your majlis? Madrasa? Madrasa Islamul Banat day. In Kelvin, that is on Wednesday after Maghrib. And Thursday after Maghrib in Kelwood as well. So they are here in Cape Town. Also, we will not fulfill our duty if we do not make shukr to those brothers that have participated. Alhamdulillah, the jalsa went so well. And it is mentioned in the hadith that if you cannot thank people, that a person hasn't thanked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A lot of effort has been put behind this jalsa, and from months ahead. Particularly, our thanks go to Hafiz Fahim, who coordinated this entire jalsa. And behind the scenes over here was Brother Muhammad Mayyad, Muhammad Badar, that has put in a lot of effort as well over here. Brother Imran, Brother Muhammad, and all the various brothers, we cannot take the name of each and everyone, the cooking department, the feeding department, those that have taken care of us whilst we were here over the 3 days, those that have transported us, those that have come from far and wide, participated here, the local people that have participated. We thank each and everyone, the trustees of the masjid who have made the masjid available for us. We thank each and everyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you abundantly and make dua for us as well, inshallah. All those that are Muhammad Zuridin also, the masjid that takes place in Azabul should try and attend that masjid as well. Let's go.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر اللهم لك الحمد حمدا كثيرا اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله ولك الخلق كله نسألك الخير كله ونعوذ بك من الشر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا الله ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله وارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا، ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا غاية رغبتنا، ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا. اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا، وأكرمنا ولا تهنا، وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا، وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا، وارضنا وارض عنا. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين، اللهم اجعلنا من المتقين، اللهم اجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق، وأعمالنا من الرياء، وألسنتنا من الكذب، فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا، وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة، إنك أنت الوهاب. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا الله forgive all our sins. يا الله forgive all our sins. يا الله. يا الله forgive all our sins we committed openly. يا الله forgive all our sins that we committed in secret. يا الله forgive us. يا الله we are weak. يا الله we are weak. يا الله we fall into and continuously make mistakes. يا الله. يا الله forgive us. يا الله. يا الله grant us the tawfiq to do righteous deeds. يا الله grant us the tawfiq to do righteous deeds and to do those actions that pleases you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours. Ya Allah, make us yours, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq to lead a righteous life, to lead a life that is pleasing to you, ya Allah. To lead a life that is based on the tariqah shown to us by our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let true love for you, love for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come into our hearts. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq to make amal on the tariqah and way shown to us by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, whatever guidance has been given over these few days, ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq to make amal on it. Ya Allah, accept all of those that have come from far and wide to come and pass nasihat on to us, and grant show us what tazkiyah is all about, what the soul is all about. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq to make amal on what is done. Ya Allah, our senior, our sheikh, our ustad, ya Allah, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid sat down with barakatuhum. Ya Allah, grant him shifa'i kamila. Ya Allah, grant all those that are sick shifa'i kamila. Ya Allah, accept all our mashayikh. Ya Allah, accept us all, ya Allah. Ya Allah, let our khatima be on iman. Ya Allah, let our khatima be with the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa tanji Allah. Ya Allah, grant all who have 65 times. Ya Allah, help our brothers and sisters wherever they are being persecuted and going through all types of difficulties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do amal tu'aw tu qabul thamma. Ya Allah, we do not know how to ask. We do not know what to ask, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever is good for us, grant us. Get us through all those things that is simple, that be harmful to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive us all, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our sins. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq to lead a righteous life. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Wa tub 'alayna ya Mawlana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina 'adhaban nar. Wa sallallahu ta'ala 'ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammad wa 'ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.